America Weekend.
Facebook. I used to meet girls hanging out at the mall.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Are you on Facebook? Do you know that kids are abandoning Facebook like it's going out of style, like the mood ring? And if you know what a mood ring is, well, maybe you're too old to be on Facebook in the first place. But anyway, there are reasons why Facebook isn't hip with teens anymore. And again, that's the name of this story. If the word hip is involved, I don't think teens use the word hip anymore either. But still, take a look at Facebook. What do you see? It's a lot of pictures commemorating holidays and births and stuff like that. The kids, they're into Instagram right now. And who's into Twitter? Twitter is getting kind of a weird reputation right now, too. A lot of interesting activity going on Twitter right now. And Twitter seems to be sometimes for a lot of folks that are just looking to comment on a subject rather than just gather with friends. But Facebook, it's becoming kind of persona non grata for the teens. It is a trend that is impossible to escape. Facebook, the largest social network in the world, is losing popularity with one of the most influential demographics, teenagers. A report by Frank McGid Associates and reported on by Bloomberg Businessweek found that Facebook continues to just lose popularity among teens. The U.S.'s proportion of 13 to 17-year-old social media users who are on Facebook dipped to 88% this year, or in 2014, down from 94% in 2013 and 95% in 2012. That's a pretty big drop. To go from 95 down to 88 in just a couple of years, that's not good. In the same period, the popularity of Twitter and the social messaging apps rose in popularity with the same group. The proportion for Twitter, for example, rose by 2% to reach 48% usage in the same period. Bloomberg Businessweek notes that Facebook first warned investors a year ago that teens were not as active on the social network as they had been in the past. The company stopped discussing usage rates among teens on its earnings calls after last year's numbers. That's never a good sign, alarming investors. Even as Facebook and its investors try to overlook the decline with rising advertising revenues a welcome distraction, The Verge reports that young Americans are not only crucial to the company's advertising success, but serve as an indicator of its future popularity. Okay, before we go on, let's think about Facebook. Have you ever clicked on an ad on Facebook or in any of these social media sites? I haven't. How do they make all their money? Is it because these companies have been convinced you have to be on Facebook, you have to be on Twitter, you gotta be on Instagram, or you're not reaching people? Well, if people are just passing by and not even paying attention to your ads, what is it really doing for you? They now put these suggested posts in where they force you to look at them through the news feeds on both Twitter and Facebook and these other things, I guess to try to force people to come to their advertising. But to me, I've never responded to any sort of advertising on Facebook or Twitter ever. Frank McGid Associates isn't the only firm to show a significant decline in Facebook usage among teens. The Washington Post reports that Piper Jaffray research demonstrated that teens are officially over Facebook. Between spring 2014 and fall 2014, Piper Jaffray showed Facebook use among teenagers ages 13 to 19 dropping from 72 to 45%, with less than half of teenagers surveyed answering yes when asked if they used Facebook. So here are some reasons as to why maybe the teens are saying adios to Facebook. The first, young Americans don't trust Facebook. An important reason behind the decline is young Americans' perception that Facebook isn't trustworthy. Only 9% of those surveyed by McGid Associates would describe the social network as either safe or trustworthy. Bloomberg Businessweek continues that almost 30% of respondents said they'd use those terms to describe Pinterest. It was also telling that Pinterest ranked higher than Facebook as a fun service, with 40% describing Pinterest as fun, compared to just 18% for Facebook. Instagram, which Facebook owns, also ranked higher for the number of respondents describing it as fun. Taro Kutinen, a managing director at McGid in New York, told Bloomberg Businessweek that the perception of Facebook as a fun social network is logical given how long it's been around and been a part of users' lives. It's only been around since 2006. Facebook has been so deeply embedded in the lives of the people that the fade is going to be slow. People just start being vaguely dissatisfied, and then after a while, they stop using it. While it probably doesn't affect their trust of Facebook, it is possible that the social network's aging user base contributes to teens feeling that it just isn't relevant to them anymore. That's true. If rather than seeing your friend's stuff, it's all clogged with things that your grandma is doing, grandma hit a blackjack at the casino last night, and here's a selfie of it. The kids are not going to pay attention to stuff like that. They're going to scream and run away from it. They can get newer, more visual experiences elsewhere, often without the advertising and creeping suspicions about privacy invasions, and without their parents checking on whom they talk to or what they post. The second reason why kids may be running away from Facebook: teens view Instagram as an alternative to Facebook. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg acquired Instagram in 2012 for less than $1 billion. Pocket change for him, which turned out to be an excellent investment. Bloomberg Businessweek reports that the photo-sharing app is now worth $35 billion thanks to the fast growth of its user base. Facebook has made it clear that it is not in a hurry to monetize the app, and Instagram chief executive Kevin Systrom has been taking steps to make the service more appealing both to users and to advertisers. Instagram's user base now exceeds Twitter's in size, recently reaching 300 million monthly active users, 100 million more than it had three quarters before. Not only is Instagram's user base growing more quickly than Twitter's, but Instagram's users are more engaged than Twitter's. Instagram is particularly popular among young users, who may regard it as the new Facebook for its visual format and its wide range of user communities. All right, if you're not really familiar with the way these things work, Facebook is kind of everything. You can comment, you can put photos, you can put videos, you can link things, articles, whatever, YouTube stuff. Twitter is kind of like, I don't know, it's for people that just want to get their ideas and their thoughts out and to be read by people who are like-minded. That's the idea of the hashtag, and it's 140 characters, and so you've got to be brief, you have to be pithy. Well, Instagram, it's a lot with the photo sharing. So are we getting to the point where there's just too much social media? And how much responsibility is there on social media? Do you remember the incident in Sydney not very long ago when someone went in and took a bunch of folks captive in a chocolate shop, a coffee shop? He actually broadcast parts of the abduction on a social media site and started to communicate via social media. It's the Wild West. No one is watching it. It's not controlled. A user can put anything up there, and it can get pulled down if someone objects to it, but you could put virtually anything on a social media site, and responsibility can be just thrown off to the side. Continuing, The Verge reports that some analysts think young users show a growing hostility towards the concept of a fixed social identity. Social networks like Instagram enable users to explore a wide variety of content and communities with much more ease than they can change their identities or networks on Facebook, which enforces a strict real name policy in all versions of its app, except for the new and separate rooms. The third reason why kids may be running away from Facebook in droves: messaging apps are growing in popularity. Beyond Instagram, one of the most popular destinations for users leaving Facebook is WhatsApp, which, like Instagram, is also owned by Facebook. Bloomberg writes that while more people use Facebook and its messaging app than any other competing app, the user base of Facebook's app tends to be older. 55% of Facebook Messenger users are 37 or younger, but 86% of Snapchat users are 83%, and Kix users are under 37. It's also worth noting that Facebook attempted to acquire Snapchat last year for more than $3 billion and was rebuffed. According to The Verge, many consider a growing range of photography and messaging apps to be better suited to the newly mobile world of social networking. Many users have expressed frustration with Facebook's strategy of creating a constellation of mobile apps that each perform different functions of the original interface, as evidenced by the outcry over the move to require users to download Messenger to chat with their friends. When users consider downloading a specific messaging app, they have a number of options to choose from, including choices that are oriented towards the visual and video formats that younger users tend to favor. They can even choose anonymous social apps like Whisper and Yik Yak that play into their desire to choose their own identities online and to have those identities differ based on the setting they're in or with whom they're corresponding. Do you ever think things named Yik Yak and WhatsApp would be these billion-dollar entities? We've come a long way, baby. It's quite amazing. I think we're getting to the point of just oversaturation. How much social media can you have? What about just texting someone who is your friend? Hey, Jim, how are you? Want to go to a ball game tonight? Do we have to involve all these social media situations? And does everything have to have a hashtag before it? Really? Take a look at what's going on Twitter. I mean, it's devolving into these weird, goofy games that people play and these crazy puns. Social media should be for you and a selective group. And if you're fine with Facebook, great. And it is true. Facebook seems to be turning more into, as the kids call it, mom book, sharing pictures of the kids and things like that. But that's fine. It's social media should be what you want it to be. Why don't you just sit right down, take out a piece of paper, write a letter, put a stamp on it, and mail it to your best friend. When was the last time you did that, huh? I know, 1979. So if you're into Facebook, good for you. If you want to tweet, good for you. If you want to Instagram, good for you. And if you want to yik yak, by all means, go ahead and yik yak. Stay with us. Coming up, we've got another installment of America's Business with Ted David. And then, what does it take to live in the richest cities? Comfortably. We'll have some pretty interesting numbers. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think green. Paris with you. The EPA's Energy Star program helps consumers quickly recognize the most energy-efficient products and hopefully encourages them to pick those over the less efficient models. But according to Planet Green, the problem is that Energy Star relies too much on self-reporting by the product makers, making it easy to game the system. Example, the Government Accountability Office conducted a secret evaluation by submitting 20 fake products, including a gasoline-powered alarm clock and 4 fake companies for Energy Star approval. 4 fictional firms with cheesy websites and products that existed on paper only were granted Energy Star partnerships, while other bogus firms are listed as Energy Star partners. This clearly shows how heavily American consumers rely on the Energy Star brand. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Have you ever given up on a New Year's resolution because you were so disappointed that you broke it?
Tech startup and Buffer co-founder Joel Gascon has a formula for success.
First, start so small you can't fail.
Second, work on the small habit until it becomes a ritual.
Third, make a very small addition to the habit anchored to the existing ritual.
To form his exercise habit, Joel started with a small goal of going to the gym 2 to 3 times a week. Once he mastered that, he added more days.
Build your habit by starting small. If you have a setback, regroup and continue on. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.